I never really knew my father, but I did have other role models in my life, like my stepfather. I can remember one time me and him were screaming back and forth through his car window. I was challenging him to get out and fight because he had done something disrespectful to my mother. He pulled out of the driveway and ran over my foot. My foot was fine. However, my anger hit the roof. I picked up a rock and I launched it through the window. It hit him. I was a pitcher back then. I always had good aim. He proceeded to get out the car. He chased me into the backyard. He struck me. He was a big guy, 6'4", 300 pounds. He left. Later on, he came back. And I always compared myself to a pit bull. I didn't ever back down, so I still went after him. He shrugged me off. He went in and locked me outside. Later on in the evening when my mother was there, I came in. She lured me into the room with him. Once I was in the room, she proceeded to leave where he could physically abuse me. When I saw that this was happening, I ran out of the room. I was 10 years old then. That was my life. That's all I knew. Just when I was in kindergarten, I was already being shuffled around from school to school because at that young of age, I was displaying such high levels of violence. I was shuffled around the schools with kids that was highly medicated and it was highly as violent as me. Around this time, I began to run around with my cousins. They were like my brothers. Before I knew it, we were in a gang. We was gang banging. We robbed, we stole, we protected our turf. Around this time through my whole high school career, I didn't care about being there. I hated school. I was just there because I had to be there. So around my 12th grade year, I decided to drop out after I had been shuffled between two more schools. And I said, I'm just through with school. It's been too long of a road. Well, one night, it changed my life. We were lured into a hotel room. We were called over there by some girls. It was on our turf. A rival gang had been called. It was a setup. They came over, knocked on the door. We opened the door, and to get out, we had to exchange gunfire. After that, we got away safe. No one got killed. No one got arrested. And I remember thinking to myself, when's this luck gonna run out? And when it run out, it's only really two ways it's gonna end, dead or in jail. But I know nothing happens overnight. You can't stop running with your gang, your brothers, the guys you feel that you've pretty much been to hell and back with. You can't just decide to go back to school in one night. I'm 21 years old now. I was locked out of life. But now, I left all of that stuff alone. I went back to school and got my GED. And by me going for it now, I know, telling my story to kids, preventing them from going down the path that I went down, maybe then, just maybe then, I can reclaim my innocence. God bless.
Passio Noel.